All right. Welcome back to the Uncomplicated Podcast, a place where self-development meets less complication because feeling good again does not need to be so freaking complicated. I'm your host, Caitlin. If you are returning, thank you so much for coming back. And if you're new here, welcome to the Uncomplicated Podcast family. I'm so happy to have you. We're sitting down for a really important conversation today and something that has been on my mind a lot lately. And that is the fact that not everyone is going to like us, and we've got to learn to be okay with that if we want to enjoy life. And I'm 26 now, and the way that I am still worrying, I don't want to say still, okay, because we're all on our own paths, but I am ready to fully let go of what other people are thinking of me. And I am here with you if you are too, and we're going to get into it today. We're going to dive in and really talk about it. I've been reflecting on it a lot, sitting with a lot of feelings, and I really feel like I've come to some realizations and just am ready to have a conversation with you. So kick back, enjoy, grab a beverage, grab a snack. We're hanging out and we're talking about the fact that not everybody is going to like us, and that's okay. Before we get into it, go ahead right now, click that plus button. If you're on Apple Podcasts, click that follow button. If you're on Spotify, it really helps the podcast more than you know. Leave us a 5-star review, and it takes 2 seconds. I'd really appreciate it. So yes, and stick around to the end of this episode too. We have another Ask Caitlin submission that is actually so pertinent to the topic of this episode that I was like, oh, this just simply couldn't be more perfect. So stick around for that. And if you want to write in and have your question or your situation read aloud on the podcast for advice and for an answer, email me. It's uncomplicatedpodcast@gmail.com. It's just how you see it, just how it's spelled in the title, wherever you're listening to this, @gmail.com. And there is a link in the show notes as well for you to go ahead and email us, and you could have the chance to have it read aloud. Make sure you let me know if you want me to say your name or if you want to remain anonymous. And all right. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. I am all caffeinated, you guys. I'm ready to go. I know I just said we're going to get into the podcast, but we're chatting. I'm really trying to only have one cup of coffee a day because of the way caffeine really does affect me and my nervous system. But some days are still just 2 coffee days. And days I record the pod, I want to have an iced coffee in hand. Also, just because it gives me I feel like I'm buzzing, and I just really like riding that momentum and pouring it into the episode and really giving you guys a lot of energy. So I'm having a Dunkin' Donuts medium iced coffee with 1 butter pecan swirl, 2 shots of blueberry, 2 stevia, and 1 pump of cream, or one cream, whatever the hell that means. And it's so good. It tastes like a blueberry donut, like a blueberry donut from Dunk's, which is one of my favorites, like the blueberry cake. Oh my God, it's just so delicious. And it tastes like that in coffee form. Something about the butter pecan flavor with the blueberry. I don't like the butter pecan alone. I used to love it in high school. I used to get 4 or 5 pumps of it and just revel in the sweetness. But it's not really my vibe anymore. I could still do that with caramel, but yeah, this perfect. The stevia adds that sweetness without the sugar and without the aspartame from Splenda. But anyway, I digress. Just wanted to let you guys know what I'm sipping on today, because you know I love coffee. And now we're going to get into the topic. Not everyone's going to like you, and learning to be okay with that. Listen, it's just the truth that not everybody is going to like you. And that might feel like a smack in the face. And that might feel like, yeah, duh, I know. Wherever you're at on the spectrum of that, you're a human. And it is natural for us as humans to be concerned or to be checking in with how other people are thinking of us. It's a primal instinct. Of course, we probably hear this all the time. It's like, oh, we didn't want to get kicked out of the group or kicked out of the tribe or whatever it was, you know, way, way back when. So we do have these survival instincts to fit in. And I'm not disregarding those, and I'm not saying that those don't just naturally exist, but a lot of us, I'm talking to my recovering people pleasers, my empathetic people, my people who may have gone through some trauma. At this point, who hasn't? I know there's grayscale trauma and like minuscule trauma or whatever, but like it still affects us and it still affects the way that we move through the world and see ourselves. So if you've gone through a relationship, an emotionally abusive relationship, if you were raised with, you know, parents who never made you feel like enough, like I'm talking to these people, those of us who have to or feel the need to just constantly check in. Are you mad at me? Do you still love me? God, I'm working on that. I'm working on that one. Like asking our partners, like, you still like me, right? Like, yeah, it's cute and it's fun and it's funny. But then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, I've got something to look at within here if I have to keep checking in on this. You know, and of course, if it's a healthy relationship and there's nothing else wrong. But y'all know that. So yeah, for my people who have just felt like we've needed to put others on pedestals or do enough in order to be loved, that we need to do something outside of ourselves, achieve more, do more, you know, be more, be quote unquote successful, be pretty enough, be this enough or that enough in order to be loved. This is who I'm talking to. Because it's just not a sustainable way to live, and it's going to keep us running around in circles and not existing as our authentic selves. We have so much within us. So much life, so much purpose, so much drive, so much reason, so much joy, so much beauty. And when we tap into that, we will feel as though we are on purpose, right? As though we are doing life right. There's no way to do life right, but we'll feel better on the day to day because we know we feel good about what we're doing. But if we're consistently seeking this external, do they like me? Do they like me? Then we're never going to truly be acting out of authenticity because we're only choosing to do certain things, take certain actions, have certain jobs, wear certain clothes, get our hair cut in certain ways, whatever it is, just because we think it'll make other people or certain people or certain types of people like us. You see what I'm getting at? So this is what we're going to get into today. We're going to talk about some reasons why this might happen, some ways it might affect us and show up within our lives, some mindset shifts around it, and then some like practical tools for moving forward from this and not letting the fear of what others think of us rule our lives, because it's time to take our power back. So the first thing I want to say is that what they're thinking about you doesn't actually say anything about you. We think it does because for some reason, we've put this other person on a pedestal. We've put their opinion on us, of us, over our own. I have a whole episode on that. It's called Take Them Off the Pedestal. Whatever reason it is that we think that their opinion of us makes us either worthy or not, we've got to let go of this idea that what they think about us says everything about us, because it simply doesn't. Their opinion of you does not define you. So right now, I just want you to say, I'm taking the power out of everyone else's hands about the way I feel about myself, and I'm putting it back into my own hands. We can always start, and it's always suggested to start, you know, with like some shadow work, with going within and thinking, okay, why am I so concerned with what they think about me? What is it about them that makes me think that they're worthy of love and value and I'm not? Oftentimes, they're just emulating a certain way that we might want to be too. We might think that they're cool. We might think that it's awesome that they don't seem to give a flying frick what anybody else thinks of them. And so we make their opinion of us mean something about us because we're like, oh, well, if they don't care, then like, and I want to be that way. Or, you know, if they have this job or if they have this thing and I want that, then if they think I'm enough, then like maybe that means I'm worthy of that too. No, that's such a roundabout way of looking at who we are. Just noticing these things that we admire in other people and saying, kind of flipping the script, and instead of their opinion of me means more than my opinion of me. It's, oh, there are certain things about this person that I like. How, why do I like those things? And do I really actually want to embody those things? Or do I just think that it's cool? Or do I just think that's the right way to be? And why do I think that's the right way to be? For example, for me personally, like, I've always thought, you know, people who kind of are like super, how do I put it? Like nonchalant or like dark, edgy, and like, ooh, don't give a frick, like, they seem really tough, and they're like, nah, like, I'm cool, I'm this, or like, I don't know, like, I've just never been like that. I've never been somebody who is brooding, and I don't want to say I'm not enticing, I'm enticing, but like, that, like, ooh, like, that kind of Scorpio energy, you know what I mean? I think that's cool. I do. I'm like, wow, you are so cool. But the thing is, that doesn't mean that people who are like that are more worthy of love and respect and admiration than I am. We're just different. And the things that I love and the things that I like and the things that light me up are simply different. And if I try to like what they like and do what they do and wear what they wear and act how they act and listen to what they listen to, it's not going to feel good because I don't like it. And I'm forcing myself to be something that I'm not. And we all know what happens when we do that. We attract, you know, people into our lives who think we're one way because we've presented ourselves as that way, and then it turns out we're not that way at all. We can't keep up the mask for so long, and that's the whole premise of people pleasing. But it's this whole, like, the way they do it is more right than the way I do it. We've got to flip this script and just go all in on what we love. And just because we think they're cool doesn't mean that they're the best person in the world or that, like, we should be like them. If we get to this point, right, where we genuinely don't care what other people think, that person might not like us. And, like, that's going to be okay with us because we realize, oh, yeah, I thought that these things were cool. I thought they were great. But turns out, like, they don't like me because of what I like. What? Like, I wouldn't want to be their friend anyway. Like, somebody who's going to judge us for the way that we are, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're not going to judge you, but maybe they just, like, they don't care for you. They don't want to be around you. You're not their vibe, whatever. You guys just aren't meant to be the best of friends. That's okay. That doesn't mean anything negative about you. And the things that make you, the things that light you up, are going to attract the people into your life who really love you and value you for who you are. So often we think that we're not worthy of being loved for who we are. Again, it could be because of the way we were brought up. It could be because of experiences that we've had in the past that make us think we have to change and contort who we are. But if we are looking to live a life that is fulfilling, to live a life just on the day to day where, of course, we feel the full spectrum of emotions, we feel ups, downs, we feel amazing, we feel out of control, like, that's the human experience. But ultimately, at our core, when we know who we are, if we're looking to live that kind of life, then we can't be constantly seeking validation and being liked by everyone, because that is not sustainable and it's not attainable. And you may have heard this before, but trying to control the way other people think about us, the way that other people see us, view us, talk about us, understand us, is a form of people pleasing. And it is a form of manipulation. And it can sound super negative, or I remember the first time I heard that, I felt hurt. I felt like, what? No, I would never. But the thing is, like, it is. And that doesn't make you a bad person. We are all people who just want things to go our way at the end of the day. So we do try to make things go our way. But when we can accept that just not everything is going to go our way, we can't always get what we want, not everybody is going to like us, and that doesn't mean something negative about us, that's our, like, golden ticket. And I really think that wanting everyone to like us, it doesn't come from a bad place. It doesn't come from a place of, oh, I'm gonna, like, skew the situation and I'm gonna make sure everyone's obsessed with me. No, you're probably deeply feeling, you're empathetic, and you're worried that your value is determined by whether or not certain people like you. But that's just not the way that it goes. That's not the way life works. You're here, you're alive, your feet are planted on the earth, you have lungs, you're breathing, your heart is beating, and therefore you are worthy of love. You have a good soul, you have good intentions, you do your best. And whether or not they like you doesn't mean that your best isn't enough, or that you're not doing good enough, or that you're not doing your best. You still are. And some people, you could be the juiciest peach, and some people just don't like peaches. I love that saying. And it's just true. You could be the juiciest freaking peach, but some people don't like peaches. Some people are allergic to peaches. Some people are repulsed by peaches. Well, shit. You don't have to apologize. Take up space. Be loud. Be quiet. Be whoever you are. Be whatever it is that you are at your core. You don't have to change for anyone. And the more that you embody who you really are and just show up as that version of yourself, the more accepted you'll become. It's like people are just like, oh my gosh, okay, yeah, like that's who she is. That's who he is. That's who they are. Like they're just so in their energy, in their element. I don't really vibe with it, but like, go off. You know, like people who are truly non-judgmental, and of course, again, we're humans, we're all judgmental at our core, but who practice being non-judgmental and do their best to just let people be themselves aren't going to care. They're not going to feel one way or the other about you. And that's cool. That's fine. You don't have to make everybody like you. I think sometimes too, there can be external factors in like the reason we want certain people to like us. It could be the fact that, you know, it's someone who is in some sort of social group that we want to be in. And so like, we really want them to like us. And, or it could be somebody in our partner's life who like our partner really likes. And so like, we want them to like us too, or whoever it might be, whatever it might be. But not everybody is our cup of tea, and we're not everybody's cup of tea. So get real with yourself and ask, like, do I like this person? Does it feel good to be around this person? Why am I so worried about what they think about me? Is it because I think they're cool and fun and really I want to be their friend and turns out we're going to hit it off? Or is it because they kind of give me this vibe where they're clear about the fact that they don't like me and I feel the need to change that? I think that happens a lot in like relationship dynamics too, when we really have a crush on somebody, or even if we're in a relationship with someone who just like isn't showing us the love we deserve, but we're addicted to this toxic cycle of feeling like we need to prove our worth, feeling like getting this person to like us is going to mean that we've won. When we're in that cycle, then it's a losing game because we're not receiving the love we deserve and we're not noticing the love we deserve. So maybe you're somebody who's kind of in that kind of cycle. Get real with yourself and do the work to sit with everything and be like, okay, why do I seek out love that isn't true love? And we probably have a fear of vulnerability. We probably have walls up. We probably, you know, have a bunch of different reasons. And as much as I talk about getting to the root and finding out reasons, I really think that once we find those out, it's important not to stay there, to live there, or to use those as excuses of, well, it's just the way I am, so I'm just going to chase unrequited love forever and like accept poor treatment forever, or like only hang out with friends who like don't actually really like me, but they're cool, you know, by whatever standard of cool I have, whatever skewed standard of cool that I have. Once we identify why we're repeating those cycles, you don't got to stay there. You don't got to use it as a label to just keep hurting your own feelings. It's an addiction. It really is. It's like a drug going back to these relationships or these places or these friendships that like one day we're up, one day we're down. How do they feel about me today? How do they feel about me tomorrow? But that doesn't have to be your forever. When you decide and get clear on the love that you know you deserve and really, really embody who you are, those people are going to fall out of your life. They're going to leave it one way or the other. And I know that's scary and it's painful. And you can hear that as many times as you need to before it clicks. And when you're actually ready to end these cycles, you will. When you're actually ready. And you will become ready, because one day you're going to be so done with feeling this way. So done. One day it's going to click and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I have spent so much time, so much of my energy focused on what other people are thinking about me. People who were never going to like me, trying to get them to like me, or worrying, fixating so much on those who didn't like me that I didn't realize the people in my life who really did love me, or the people who were around me just like waiting to love me, whose energy is just like in preparation to be attracted to you once you open up your energetic field to allowing that in. Once you create the space for that, it is going to find you in almost seemingly magical ways. Don't believe me? Don't believe me, but it's gonna happen, and you will realize that it's the laws of the universe. So this fear of what other people think about me, honestly, is what's held me back my entire life and what continues to still hold me back in some ways from just feeling good and confident. Because if, you know, so-and-so reacts a certain way to me, or if so-and-so doesn't like me, when I make that mean something about me, my self-esteem, self-worth, confidence, out the frickin' window. So how do we heal this? Let's get into some tangible steps. The first thing is to pour ourselves into what we love, into what we love to do, and into what we're interested in. Because the reason for this being, when we are so concerned whether other people like us or not, it's usually a distraction. It's the subconscious's way of protecting itself, of distracting itself, of thinking, okay, well, if I can just get this validation, if I can just get this thing outside of me, then I'll be enough. And it's a distraction from what is really going on inside, because it's a fleeting game. We are never going to look inside. We are never going to, I don't feel good about never, but you know what I mean. Like, for hyperbole's sake, for getting a point across's sake, we're never going to fully build our dream life or feel fulfilled in the day-to-day if we are constantly fighting an endless battle, a losing game, a fleeting cycle. And so take your energy, take your focus back, and pour it into what you love, and do a lot of what you love. Find what you love and do a lot of it. You become interesting, right? A lot of us want other people to think we're interesting. We want them to like us. We become interesting when we're interested, when we're not trying to be interesting. We're just interested. We're just learning. We're just growing. We're just enjoying. We're creating. So focus on what you love. That could be singing. That could be acting. That could be dancing. That could be yoga, weightlifting, running, horseback riding, knitting, playing badminton, join a kickball league, join an intramural softball league, go to local events in your area, learn to garden, bake sourdough, learn about kombucha, like, I don't know, go to school for something that you're interested in, get a certification, read books that you love, like, immerse yourself in the things that interest you, and your life is going to become so full of life, of realizing that you can, like, squeeze so much out of this existence just by going where you feel pulled toward, that there is no time, there is no space, and there is no energy in your heart to worry about what other people are thinking of you. And yes, it is going to creep in from time to time. Those thoughts are going to happen because we're human, but you know who you are. You feel good about the things that you're doing, about the work that you're doing, about the energy that you're putting into this world. So you don't have to worry. So that worry that we fixate on and take and run with and try to figure out, and we fixate on these people and, oh my God, do they like me, becomes just kind of more of a passing cloud, because we're like, oh yeah, no, they might not be into what I'm doing, but like, I feel good about it. I feel good about what I'm doing, and I'm letting them be them. Let other people be who they are. That was something I heard recently. Let other people be who they are. That doesn't have to mean anything about you. It doesn't have to mean that you should be like them. It doesn't mean that they should be like you. It doesn't mean that you need them to like you because they're who they are. They just are who they are. And okay, they're just another person walking the earth at the end of the day. We're all energies and we all just want to be loved. We're all just inner children as adults trying to navigate the world with the very small scope of reality that we have based off of our own experience. So that's the first thing. Next is to know that it's a habit. It's a neural pathway that we've built to worry and to fixate. So if you have, identify the habits that you have that are in conjunction with worrying what other people think about you. For example, it could be checking to see who's viewed your Instagram story. It could be checking to see how many likes you have. It could be obsessively worrying over who your partner likes or doesn't like. It could be obsessively checking in with people in your life and saying, are you mad at me? Are we good? What are you thinking of me right now? Notice the habits, the places that you go to, the Instagram accounts you're always checking and comparing yourself to. Notice these habits because those are what are keeping this thought cycle on loop and keeping our energy down. And once you identify those habits, it's time to break them. It's time to break them by replacing them with another habit. Just like when you are looking to eat healthier, it's not helpful to restrict and say, I can't have this ever again. It's easier to add in and to replace things and to find alternatives and substitutes for things. So if you do find yourself going back to these habits, not shaming yourself, remembering that this is a learned behavior, it's something that it's an addiction. It really is. And it's not easy to just go cold turkey. So don't shame yourself. Don't hate on yourself, but be disciplined with yourself and know what you're doing, because when you know like what this habit is perpetuating, the thought cycles, but you know that you don't want to feel that anymore, that is great motivation to say, no, it's not worth it. Ask yourself, is the way that this habit is about to make me feel, is it worth that icky feeling that comes afterward? That weird dopamine rush that comes when we're checking their Instagram or when we're, you know, like picking a fight where there doesn't need to be a fight within our relationship about something that doesn't actually mean anything and we know that deep down, but it's coming off of our insecurities. Ask, is it worth it to feel the way that this is going to make me feel? Chances are no. Sometimes it might. It might be. We just need a pity party. We just need to feel bad for ourselves. We just want to feel shitty. Okay, some days are just like that. Some moments are, again, we're human. We slip up. But the more that we replace these habits and the more that we break these cycles, the more, or I guess the less, that neural pathway is going to have control over us. And the less that we walk down the path, the more that the weeds are going to grow, right? When we walk down a big field that has a bunch of weeds in it. If we constantly walk the same path, the weeds are going to get pushed down by our footsteps, by our foot tracks. But the less we walk down that path, the more those blades of grass and those weeds start to boop, pop back up. That's how a neural pathway works. Yep. You picking up what I'm putting down? And I want you to know that it's going to be uncomfortable and you got to be willing to get uncomfortable. The joy and the ease, the peace, oh, the peace, focus on peace, the word peace, we all want peace. The peace that is on the other side of the discomfort is worth it. And another way, so number three is like, let's make it fun. Let's make this fun. Because it's scary, because change is uncomfortable, let's make it as fun as we can. View this as trying on a new persona, the one of who we really are and want to be. Every morning, I started this morning and I'm going to make it a habit. I found this journal prompt that is, who do I want to be today? This might sound fake, who do I want to be today? As though it's like, oh, let me like create a new genre of me every day. No, it might sound fake, but it's not. Because when we're honest with ourselves, we'll realize that all we ever truly want to be is ourselves. So when we answer that question, who do I want to be today? And we're genuine about our response, and it comes from within, we realize that we are actually just listing out who we really are, who we know ourselves to be inside. Who do I want to be today? That means, how do I want to let myself be free today? So maybe you ask the question if it's more helpful instead of who do I want to be today? You frame it as how do I want to allow myself to be free today? And what actions can I take today that will help me to feel this way, to help me to feel like this person, aka who I am? Spend more time with yourself, getting to know yourself, realizing that, you know, you are worthy of love. You are interesting. You're cool. You're fun to be around. Learn to enjoy your own company. Another powerful method is getting clear on whose opinions you value and why. We kind of talked about this earlier, but if there's a certain, you know, person at work who seems like so cool, so nonchalant, everybody kind of seems to bow to them, like they have a very influential energy. Get clear on what you like about them, but also be honest with yourself about, do I really like that about them? Do I really want to be that way? Is that authentic to me? Because chances are everything about them is not authentic to you, because if it was, you'd be them. So get clear on your values, and once you realize what you value, you're going to see that lots of people have different values. Like, some people value this, some people value that, and ultimately, you can't really know what somebody values unless they act super in alignment with their values, but you're going to realize that these people that you're, like, so worried about whether or not they like you, like, may not even share the same values, and, like, you care about your values, right? So get clear on those. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, at least for right now, this day and age, I have to say, fuck social media self-comparison. Those moments, oh my God, the doom scrolling, take your phone and hurl it across the room. Don't break it, but or like toss it away from you. Like, as soon as you notice it's happening, it's okay. We're all there. But you gotta just break it. You've gotta stop, because social media, I want you to ask yourself this. Imagine if social media didn't exist and you didn't know what everyone else was doing 24/7. Imagine if you weren't consistently bombarded with ads telling you that you're not enough, that you're not pretty enough, skinny enough, thick enough, that you're not tan enough, that you're not like contoured enough, that you're not this, that you're not that. Imagine if none of that existed. How differently would you move through the world? How would you actually feel about yourself and your life path? What different actions would you take? How would you genuinely feel about you? And I want you to focus on those answers. And maybe do a social media detox. I always find, like, when I'm doing a little detox from social media, I'm looking at myself in the mirror differently. Because sometimes I'll see just like three reels of like really pretty girls talking about their skincare routine and, oh, you've got to get this product to make your jawline snatch. Oh my gosh, there's this thing, you've probably seen it going around on TikTok, and it's like a gua sha, like one of those facial sculpting tools, but it has infrared light and it vibrates. And people are like, I fully got rid of my double chin with this. Like, that's honestly one of my biggest insecurities, is my jawline. And I am consistently bombarded with these ads. I could cry, actually, genuinely right now. I'm consistently bombarded with these ads, and it's like, get it on TikTok shop right now. Like, my jawline has never been more snatched, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't even notice probably or value that so much if I wasn't consistently seeing that right now it's trendy to care a lot about the way that our jawline looks. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It when I really think about it and I really think about the way that it makes me feel about myself, I get angry. And I think that's what a lot of us need, is to get real and to get angry and to be like, oh my gosh, I have been giving my power away left and right to these things outside of me that don't determine my worth or my beauty, and that a lot of people probably won't even notice. Your biggest insecurity, people probably don't even know what it is if you didn't tell them. Now y'all know mine. Go ahead. Take it and run with it. But I'm here to be relatable. I'm here to talk to you like you're my bestie. And just so to make you feel less alone, because it's hard out here, especially as a woman, okay? And I'm not saying it's only hard for women, but y'all, a majority of my listeners and followers, are women and we're in our mid-20s to early 30s. 25 to 34 is my biggest following age group. And I love you guys, and I see you. I'm right there with you. I'm right in the thick of it with you. I'm 26. I'm a woman navigating the world and her career, and I'm sick and tired of caring so much about whether or not other people like me. It is a waste of time. It's a waste of resources. Our energy is our greatest resource. So take your resources back. Take your energy back. Take your power back. You belong here, and what you love is enough. Okay, well, just got so emotional, but I hope that that episode really resonated with you. And I just want to jump now right into the Ask Caitlin segment because it's very fitting. So I'm just going to read you the submission and then I will respond. So she says, "Hi, I am so happy that you started doing a segment like this on your podcast. I feel like it's such a good way to connect to people that you never know who you would connect with. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to your podcast for the past year, and I feel like we're already besties." I love that. "My name is Jules." You can say my name if you want. "Hey, Jules. And I feel like I am going through such a transformative time right now. After going through a rough 2 years, I deeply reflected about how my years were, what my lessons were, and trying to find meaning in stuff that just sucked. Even though I'm still trying to heal, since nothing is ever linear, I decided that 2024 is the year that I'm getting over myself," quote unquote, I love that, "and really trying to go for the things that I want, having conversations with new people and showing up for the people, things, and experiences I really want to have. The only thing is, it's so hard," with a bunch of O's and exclamation points. "Ever since committing to this journey at the start of the year, I find myself asking some hard questions and having really sad answers. For example, why am I so scared to show up as my full authentic self? And my answer is coming as, because if they don't like me, then it means that the thing I am scared of being is actually true, like being perceived as stupid or unoriginal or unfunny, which is so silly typing it out because it's something I struggle with constantly. Sometimes it's really hard to dig myself out of the cycle. It's like I'm aware that I have these insecurities, but I don't really know how to overcome them. Now, don't get me wrong, I've had some wins this year, like booking a solo trip abroad, reaching out to new employers regarding a job that would make me happy, and starting to talk to strangers I would have never talked to. I just need to get over this fear of being perceived in any way that is negative. It's paralyzing. Yes, when I had to really send an important email for a job I wanted, I had to have someone else press the send button because I literally couldn't. Haha. My end goal is to be able to publish my writing and poems, but it all seems like a huge mountain to climb. I am subscribed to a Patreon of one of my favorite creators. I admire him and his style of writing and the way he is able to formulate his thoughts so well. Every month he has a Zoom call where he talks to the people that are subscribers, and I would love to just chat with him about writing. But the thought of him perceiving me makes me sick to my stomach. It would be an amazing opportunity, but I can't find the strength in me to actually do it. Need a hype woman. Thanks. Hope this wasn't too long. Much love. Jules." Thank you for that. Never too long. I love the detail. I love the honesty, the authenticity. And I already said this to you, Jules, but I want to say it again here, that just the fact that you took the time to do this, to go out of your comfort zone, is proof enough already that you are living in alignment with this adorable goal that you have for 2024, which is getting over yourself. I love that. I love how real that is. It's just loving enough and like just a kick in the butt enough, like, to yourself, but like with love. And I think that's cute. And I love that. Probably gonna borrow that. So when it comes to, honestly, everything that you said, it really does. I think this episode, hopefully you could find answer in that and solace in that and some peace within it. You know, this, why am I so scared to show up as my full authentic self, you'd ask, and then your answer coming as, because if they don't like it, then it means that the thing I am scared of being is actually true, like being perceived as stupid or funny or unoriginal. The thing is, even if somebody else perceives you in this way, and I know that's one of your biggest fears, but it sounds like it's rooted in worrying what other people think of you, right? What they think of you doesn't have to be your truth. It doesn't mean that it's true. Your brain is associating this. If they think this, then this must mean that this is true. And again, that's a habit. That is a neural pathway. That is a learned thinking behavior that we've just got to work through and come to realize it's not true. Because I personally think you're cool as heck for doing this and for being on this journey and wanting to be your authentic self and wanting to share your art and your writing and your poetry. I think that is so freaking cool. And the right people who are meant to be attracted to your energy and meant to be in your life are going to think the same thing. So I think, honestly, to go along with your goal for 2024, which is quote unquote getting over myself, it's that. It's okay, yeah. They don't like me. They think I'm not funny. They think I'm unoriginal. They think I'm cringy or stupid. Okay. They think that, but you know who doesn't? The people who love me. You know who doesn't think that? Most importantly, me. Meaning you, Jules. Like, I, Jules, do not believe that about myself because I know that's not true. I'm living in my authenticity. And maybe ask yourself, like, are there specific people that you're worried about, you know, thinking this way of you, and why? That might give you a lot of answers. What, like, why are these people on pedestals? And when it comes to the Patreon you're subscribed to from your favorite creator, he wants you to share. He created this Zoom call so that you do that. You said, the thought of him perceiving me makes me sick to my stomach. Why? Ask yourself why. I get it. It's nerve-wracking, right? We probably have him on a pedestal. And really value his opinion and his thoughts. And that's a beautiful thing. And I really don't think he's going to tear you to shreds. Especially if he created this space for people to share with him. Nobody would want to come back if he did tear them to shreds. So just knowing that you sharing authentically from your heart is worthy enough of being perceived in whatever anybody else does with your art. Art is subjective anyway. Poetry is subjective. One person could read a poem and it could change their lives and make them see everything differently. One person could read the same exact poem and feel absolutely nothing. And that's because art is subjective and everything is. But specifically, especially this creator, if you value him so much, you are going to be so proud of yourself and feel so excited afterwards with the fact that you were able to talk to him and get his feedback. It sounds like that's really important to you, and you deserve to experience what's important to you. You deserve to experience that kind of love. So allow yourself to dive in and see it as this just part of this journey, part of this getting over myself mentality journey, and let it be another leg of the journey. So I hope that helped. I'm really proud of you. Keep moving forward. What you do is worthy, and I love you. So yeah, guys, thank you for listening today. And remember, you can write in as well. Just email uncomplicatedpodcast@gmail.com. And let's get out there and say frick it to whatever other people think and start living our most authentic lives. As always, remember that it is your right to feel good again, and I love you. Bye!